The Biden administration has a new proposal for migrants seeking asylum in this country. It would make it harder to seek asylum and easier to deport people quickly. Critics see similarities to the Trump administration policy, though the White House rejects that. Let's talk about this proposal with Diana Kearney, senior legal advisor at Oxfam America. And we should note Oxfam America opposes this proposal. Diana, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So can we first talk about the situation now at the southern border? Last year, the government recorded a record number of encounters with migrants. Now the numbers are going down. Why is that?
Well, right now, the Biden administration is expelling refugees using something called Title 42, which is a policy that uses COVID-19 as a justification for expelling asylum seekers back to Mexico or their country of origin. So this is a policy that was originally created by President Trump in March of 2020, and that a federal court has since declared is actually illegal. So use of Title 42 has really created a precarious situation along the border, both in terms of subjecting refugees to really unconscionable levels of violence that we can talk about, mm-hmm. And also by creating a backlog of migrants along the border who are trying to seek asylum. It's also somewhat artificially inflating the numbers of border crossings, because when refugees are expelled under Title 42, the same individual might try to recross mm-hmm. two, three, you know, maybe four times, meaning a single individual trying to cross the border could count as multiple encounters okay. along the border.
So now the Biden administration is planning to phase out Title 42. And in this proposal, it says the goal is to deter migrants from illegally crossing the border. What would a migrant be required to do in order to ask for asylum under this proposal?
So the new proposal is essentially an asylum ban. So it really prevents anybody who has passed through a third country without applying for asylum there from applying for asylum here in the United States. There are, as you mentioned, a small number of exceptions, such as medical emergencies. And they also are trying to encourage migrants to apply for asylum from home using something called the CBP-1 app. But the limited rollout of this thus far has shown that this is not a very efficient way of applying for asylum. And there's a very small number of slots available.
Mm-hmm. And I gather your group is opposed. Opposed how?
Yes, well, we are opposed because we find this to be an illegal policy. So asylum is a legal right, not the right to receive asylum, but the right to apply for asylum is a legal right created by Congress in the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965, and that Republican and Democratic administrations alike have really respected for decades. So there are no legal carve-outs for a refugee's path of travel to the U.S. or whether they have passed through another country first. And we know that courts agree with this. This policy closely tracks a Trump-era mm-hmm. third country asylum ban, as you just mentioned, and that was actually struck down by federal courts as illegal.
And so I gather there's a reasonable chance this regulation, if and when it comes out, will be challenged. Briefly, the White House says it has begun the process that's laid out in this regulation and that illegal crossings are down more than 90% since January. Do they have a point?
I think that this is already a policy that essentially is being used as Title 42. So this is a policy that is just adopting the previous types of impacts.
Okay.
So this is just a continuation.
Diana Kearney, senior legal advisor at Oxfam America. Thank you.
Thank you.